your host, Jay Mont G.
And we're back at the EA Air Academy on the fly with Jay Mont G. And I'm sitting with Julie Cameron. And Julie, you're Scott's cousin. Thanks for joining us. It's always good to get a staff perspective of what goes on here behind the scenes with preparing for and executing the Air Academy. So let our listeners know a little bit about what it takes to run this operation.
It takes a tremendous amount of planning, all the paperwork coming in, something as little as we've even dealt with a hospital situation of the medical forms that should we have problems, what do they want to see when we come in, all the rooming and housing. They stay here in the lodge, but it's the logistics of the number of boys, number of girls to balance out the number of rooms because, of course, you can't mix them. Logistics of getting them back and forth to the airport and picking them up from the airport. We've got to have staff members there, drivers, which vans go to which airport at what time. Then there comes who's teaching which classes and even training our staff to work in the workshop with the projects that we're doing. Just everything, the logistics is huge for something like this.
What time of year do you start actually getting things going for the Air Academy? I think people can apply all year round, or is it a certain time period?
The dates are supposed to be coming out for next year already very soon this fall, they're telling me, and they apply as soon as the dates come out. I'd recommend starting applying because we found many kids this year in high school were unhappy. The high school camps were filled in March.
Oh, wow.
Which was phenomenal, but you had a lot of people that are used to applying in April and May, and there were no openings. There was a huge waiting list. So as soon as the stuff comes out, we tell them to apply and start getting their stuff in and working on trying to get scholarships, working with their local chapters to sponsor the kids to come up here. And that's been a great benefit the last couple of years. The chapters have really become very involved with screening the kids and finding kids that really want to be here and participate. And it's brought a huge element to our program that we didn't have before, that kids are very much more interested in being here, and we're getting a wider variety of kids coming in.
Yeah, my chapter actually has two kids here now.
Yay.
At this camp. Yeah, Devin and Martin.
Oh, yes. Great kids.
Yeah. So get your applications in early. Then the applications flow in. What do you have to do, Julie, to process all that?
I really don't do anything because I'm in Fort Worth, but Mary and Scott and Bob go through, get the applications in, look at all the paperwork, and, you know, there's lots of different things the kids have to sign, so it's just checking through and keeping up with the paperwork. The kids actually have to have, like, six different papers turned in. They've got to do an essay to get here. Then it's the financing. Where's the money coming from? It's an initial down payment, and then getting it in and coordinating with the chapters whether they're using Young Eagle credits. So Mary, our administrative assistant, she does massive amounts of time on that.
Are you able to tell us a little bit about how that Young Eagle program works?
What I know is they fly the kids, and then the pilots get credits for the amount of kids they've flown. Those credits are turned back in to us. Either the local chapter can say, here's these credits, put it towards these kids, or if they don't have any kids coming, they can actually send us the credits and we can use it for other students coming in. And I believe this year the money went up. It used to be one credit for $1, and now for some reason we got some sponsorship somewhere and the credits are worth like $5 each. So it's been awesome.
Oh, that's great. So, and it is kind of nice to have EAA chapter kids at the EAA Air Academy. Not that the other kids aren't welcome, but it is kind of a family for EAA chapter kids to participate in the EAA's Academy is kind of a neat thing.
Definitely, it's a family, but we've also found that a lot of kids that aren't part of the family and haven't had access to the family, we're able to connect them with chapters and go back and show them and become part of the family. Because that was a big concern of mine. I wasn't part of the family, and yet I knew kids that they didn't know how to get to the aviation part of their life, and they didn't have the family connection. So we're finding kids now that find us online, and then once they're here, we try to connect them with a chapter in their local area to go back to.
Oh, that's great. Is that actually one of the activities that they do while they're here? Do they integrate somehow chapter into what they do here?
The kids that were sponsored by chapters actually write thank you notes back to the chapters, so the chapters know that they were here. And then many of the chapters require the kids to do a presentation when they get back, and they take their projects back. Our high school kids right now have built wooden wing ribs, aluminum or sheet metal spark plug trays, and they've done some composite work where they actually made clipboards out of composite, so they can take this back to their chapter and explain what they did. They go back with a CD of pictures that we take pictures all week long, burn them a CD. They can go back with their pictures and their projects and say, this is some of the stuff I've learned. I'm really interested. I had a great time doing woodworking, in hopes that some people in the chapter take a notice and say, this kid really does some nice work. Gee, come and help me. I want to do this project over here. That's my ultimate hope, is that some of the people back in the chapters are seeing some of the nice work they've done and the interest.
The interns filled us in on kind of the daily life out front of operations here at the Academy for a daily camper routine. Behind the scenes, what do you see is happening daily that maybe people don't see that are here as a camper?
It's just continual work. Our staff doesn't have just one set job. Everybody helps out in the kitchen. They help out at night making sure the kids are in the room. I sometimes am doing paperwork with Scott. They're again looking at logistics for the next camp of how many are coming in at what time. But it's a group effort. Everybody helps out. Everybody helps with dishes, and we're assigned who's doing dishes, who's doing cleanup, who's downstairs at night. And you just find your niche of where you fit in, and you see something, you jump in on it. So it's a great setup. We just love it.
Julie, tell us a little bit about the special activities that the campers get to do here at EAA. I know that they have a lot of contact with people through the Air Academy that most Air Venture folks would never get to have.
Well, we have guests that come and talk to the kids. Last year, we had access to the pilots of the Dreamlifter, and they actually came and talked to our kids and kind of explained their background, how they got to where they were. And both pilots had very diverse backgrounds.
Those are Evergreen pilots, yes.
One had gone through Air Force Academy, and one had been, you know, working his way up, washing planes, learning how to fly. And so you saw two very diverse backgrounds. So they see that. Today at dinner, we're going to meet with people from, I believe, Purdue University, down in the Air Show Performers Tent, which is a big treat that our kids get to see, is they have access to the Air Show Performers Tent, and we're going to meet with a group from another university called the Dream Team, and it's kind of like the brain trust, and where are we going with them, so that our kids see there's a lot of avenues out there, college-wise, tech-wise, just kind of opening every door that we can that they can see.
And the campers also have access to a lot of higher-ups at EAA as well, right?
Every camp, Tom Poberesny comes down and spends time talking to him, asking him questions and kind of give him a picture of what's going on. Adam Smith comes down and talks to him all the time, you know, gave him some background of what it took to bring the A380 in and things that I didn't even know. The engineers that they brought in to check on the runway to make sure it was strong enough, and how big the team is that comes with it. So we get to see a lot of people like that.
Harrison Ford.
We don't always get to see Harrison Ford. He'll come through here, but he's a very private person. Cliff Robertson, one of our old sponsors, will come in and have coffee and just kind of sit around and talk. James Ray, our major benefactor, always comes and talks with the kids. He wants to sit with the kids. He doesn't want to sit with the staff. He wants to hear what the kids have to say about the program, about the lodge that we live in, about the workshop we work in, because he was the sponsor of much of that. So we have a lot of access there, and he brings people along that we always get to meet.
That's really, really cool for the campers to be able to integrate with those people, because they have a vision for these kids, which is why this academy is here. And for them to be able to talk to these people that have the vision to help these kids figure out where it is they can go is a major part of the Air Academy.
It's really huge, and a lot of people have the impression that this is a flight school, and it really isn't. They get 30 minutes of flight time this year in a Remos, which was a blast. They got time flying in the Bell 47 helicopter, but overall, we're trying to give them an overall picture of aviation, whether it's aviation technology, A&P, design, anything, that it's not just pilots that are here, it's anyone interested in aviation.
So you told me that the staff members actually share in the cooking details. What does it take to feed this huge group of staff and kids?
We have a wonderful kitchen staff. Several of them are here working year-round, but we go in and whatever they tell us to do, we do, whether it's making ground beef, pulling stuff out of the fridge or freezer, helping when the truck comes in. Most of the people help with dishes, and that's kind of fun, getting to run an industrial dishwasher and getting all the plates cleaned.
I don't think most dishwashers would consider it fun, but here I can see where it could be fun.
But it's a family. We, you know, it's how fast can you get it done and who does it fastest and ooh, who gets the dinner with all the cheese on the plates.
Well, Julie, thanks for joining us. It's really nice to get kind of a behind-the-scenes perspective on the Air Academy, and that's why we're over here.
Thank you.
Take care. Jay Monchi, we will be back in just a few moments at the EA Air Academy. You're on the fly.